One of these stars is sitting in the secret square, and the contestant who picks it first could win a prize package worth over $2,000.
Hollywood Squares premiered in 1966.
Michael Landon.
And today, rapper and musician turned actor Marshall Mathers, better known as Eminem, turns 45. Look. And 1989, at exactly 5:04 Pacific time, a 7.1 earthquake hit San Francisco.
Second base, so the Oakland A's take.
I'll tell you what, we're having an earthquake.
So, how do I know all of this? Because of this man and his passion for language.
Some people say the wheel is the greatest invention of man. I say language is the greatest.
That is former librarian, farmer, book collector, and publisher William Chase. His name may not sound familiar, but he is the man behind Chase's calendar of events, the ultimate go-to guide for special days, weeks, and months. So how does something so big start? It began as the brainchild for journalist and publisher, which began doing when he was just 10 years old for the neighborhood, William D. Chase and his brother Harrison.
I was the financier for it, printing in things that were necessary to get going. We operated it from the basement of the home I was living in there, wife and I and our three children. And the very first issue was called Chase's Calendar of Annual Events. This is the first one.
This is the very first one.
That's the very first one, yeah.
But it says Chase's Calendar of Annual Events, 1958, the green cover.
Right. So it'll be 60 years old next year.
And your daughter is sitting over there on the couch, and she told me that she remembered helping you this when she was 5 years old.
Oh, yes.
Right? Kathy, what was your particular job with this?
I think my main job was to stamp the mail when it came in.
Right.
Date stamp the mail. I was expert at that at age five. And I don't know if I should tell, but I'm pretty sure I started off at 35 cents an hour.
Oh,
it didn't pay me well either then.
How much did these calendars sell for when you first started in 1958?
$1. $1. And next year's will be $85. If I had my druthers, it would still be $1.
So I have to ask you, what's your favorite day on the calendar?
I can't afford to have favorites. An editor of it, I felt it was very important to be impartial. And my feeling was celebration is good. The more celebration, the better. And I liked the idea of democratizing the celebration of events.
Today's edition is 752 pages and contains more than 12,500 entries. So chances are, in the coming days, you'll hear it's Marla Maples' birthday, page 530, and Be a Lover of Silence Day, that's page 607. By the way, on page 517, it says today is Mulligan Day, the definition, a day for giving yourself or another a second chance, a day for a do-over. And that is something Bill Chase says he does not need.
I've had a really wonderful life. Very thankful that I've been able to do so many things and enjoy so many things and meet so many exciting and interesting people, and that I've been able to make some little contributions of my own.
For WKAR News, I'm Brooke Allen.
January, you start the year off.